Okay, ready? Yoga time. Should I lock this? Girlfriend. Hey, yogis. Happy Wednesday. So, really quick before we get into the question of the day, I'm wearing a fanny pack. And I'm recording myself tonight teaching. It's just so that I can then listen to it and kind of take my own class, see what I hear when I'm talking. And most importantly, when I got here today and put this on, I was very happy that it coordinates with my outfit. Like, not lying. Okay, so let's start with your name, and this is one of my favorite questions. What's your favorite pose right now in your practice? And what's your most challenging pose? And two things. One, I say what's your most challenging pose, not what's your least favorite, because there's a lot of power in your words. And two, I'll share mine. Right now, my favorite posture is triangle pose. And like, as of a month ago, I hated this posture. It was really challenging for me and my body. And so to like keep working on it and keep breaking down those blocks mentally, it's like that's yoga to me. So just kind of like notice that. What's coming up for you in your favorite posture and your most challenging? Most challenging for me right now is wheel, big time, mentally and physically. So who wants to start? Front row?
Yeah.
Thanks. Share your name.
My name is Joe, and Bhakasana is probably my favorite,
Yeah?
but the most challenging right now is by far handstand.
Yeah?
Yeah. For all
Cool.
the reasons that you described.
Thanks, Joe.
I'll go. My name is Evan. I would say favorite pose is side crow, and most challenging is headstand, actually, even.
Yeah, thanks, Evan.
My name is Hannah, and I think my favorite pose right now, well, really and always, is Shavasana. And my most challenging pose is double pigeon.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Hannah.
My name is Erin. I think my favorite pose also is child's pose, especially in the beginning. And the most challenging is reverse triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Erin.
I'm Ellie. My favorite now is tree pose. It feels very triumphant. And my biggest challenge right now is camel. It's just some anxiety in my throat.
Thanks, Ellie.
I'm Jackie. I think my favorite pose now is wheel. I'm able to do that more than once in a row, which has been nice.
Yeah.
And my most challenging, honestly, is frog. My ankles don't turn out like that. So
Yeah.
I'm not really doing it.
Thanks, Jackie.
Hi, I'm Emily. My favorite pose right now is the yogi toe block in the front. It really helps my neck. A lot of stress there. And my most challenging is wheel. I know I can do it, but I'm afraid of dropping on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emily.
My name is Lisa. I love to go upside down. I'm not great at it, but I love to be upside down. Challenging for me, I don't know what you call this pose, but when you have your feet into different lines,
Pyramid?
yes,
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't know if it doesn't click for me. I don't feel anything from it. I just feel awkward, but I mean, I do
Yeah. Yep. And one day maybe it'll be your favorite.
Maybe, yeah, maybe
Maybe
one day
not.
I can actually just like
Yeah.
more thought to it than I do to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa.
I'm Kate. I think my favorite right now is handstand. I've only done it once when you held me up, but it's so fun. And my least favorite is, I think, fish pose because I think it has some of the anxiety too that it also brings.
Thanks, Kate.
My name is Bertie. In complete honesty, I'm kind of out of the yoga group. I have no favorite or challenging pose.
Yeah.
Seeking both.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bertie.
I love that. I'm Christy, and my favorite is Warrior 2. Because I feel very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And my least favorite is Boat, even though I just found myself sitting like this for no reason. I don't like it.
You're like a yogi. That's just like, thanks, Christy. Awesome. Extended child's pose. Let's do all those things. Land here on your mat. Take a deep breath in. And with your exhale, let go of your day. Let go of your commute. Just be here. Fire up your ujjayi pranayama, your breath of fire, breath of victory. Bring your fingertips closer to the front of your mat. Stretch through your arms and your shoulder blades. Sink your hips closer to the earth. Use your next inhale to come up tabletop and exhale downward facing dog. Pedal out your feet. Bend your knees deeply. Spread your fingers wide and press your hands into the mat. Big breath in, big breath out, ragdoll pose. Feet hip distant or wider, deep bend in your knees. Shift the weight into the ball mounts of your feet and sway side to side. This is an incredible posture to fully let go of what you need to let go of. To arrive here, present on your mat. Bring your big toes to touch. Slowly take your full inhale to rise all the way up to mountain pose. Spread your fingers wide, look to the ceiling, inhale, hands to heart center, blink your eyes closed. We'll start our practice with three ohms together. Inhale. Tadasana, mountain pose. Fold forward, empty your breath. Half lift, high plank. Pause here, breathe here. Start to waken up, fire up your legs. Hug the pit of your belly in towards your spine. Press your hands into the mat and shift 1 inch forward. Yes. Chaturanga, elbows into ribs. Up dog, press your feet into the mat. Downward facing dog. Breath in. and breath out. Spread your fingers wide. Hug your shoulder blades into your spine. Inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, top of mat. Half lift, fold. Mountain pose, reach your fingertips high. Fold forward. Half lift, chaturanga, high to low, move with your breath. Up dog, open your collarbones. Downward facing dog. Breath in and breath out. Hug the pit of your belly in and up. Inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, top of mat. Half lift, fold. Mountain pose, ground down to reach up. Fold forward. Half lift, high to low, vinyasa. Press the mat away from you. Up dog, open up. Downward facing dog. Lift your sit bones to the ceiling. Empty out your breath. Gaze at your hands, jump top of mat. Half lift, fold. Mountain pose, fingertips high, fold forward. Half lift, shoulder blades in, high to low, vinyasa. Up dog, downward facing dog. Breath in, breath out. Inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, hop, top of mat. Half lift, fold. Utkatasana, chair pose. Spread your toes wide on your mat. Bring your fingertips to your mat. Yes, now press your knees and your shins towards the windows behind you. Bring your biceps by your ears. Five more breaths right here. Yes, you can. Four more. Lift your fingertips to the ceiling. Lift your gaze. Two more. Sit lower. Hug your inner thighs in towards each other. One more. Inhale. Fold forward. Half lift. High to low. Vinyasa. Up dog. Open up. Downward facing dog, warrior one, right side. Press down through the four corners of your feet. Sink into your right knee and pull your right hip back. Park your fingertips to the ceiling. Inhale. Chaturanga, high to low. Full exhale. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Warrior one, left side. Set up your foundation. Press through your feet and externally rotate your left thigh. Hug your front ribs in. Nice, Ellie. Press your hands together like there's a block between them. One more inhale. Reach high. Chaturanga. Flow through. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Warming up your body. Warming up your breath. Inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, top of mat. Nice, Ev. Half lift. Fold. Utkatasana, chair pose. Fold forward. Half lift. High to low. Press the mat away from you. Up dog. Downward facing dog, warrior one, right side. Ground down to reach up. High to low, vinyasa. Up dog. Down dog, left side, warrior one. Flow through with your breath, your movement. Spread your fingers wide on your mat. Bring your first finger to 12 o'clock so it points straight ahead. Yeah, Emily, the other way. Yeah. Now use that foundation as you press into your hands. Lift your hips. Bend your knees. Jump. Biggest jump. Yeah. Half lift. Fold. Utkatasana chair pose. Fold forward. Half lift. Chaturanga. High to low. Hug your elbows into your ribs. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Warrior one. Right side. Ground down. Reach up. High to low. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Warrior one. Flow through. Spread your fingers wide. Open up your heart. Lift your hips. One more sun bee on your own. Your breath, your movement. Go through chair pose and warrior one. Each side you go. Add any extra movements that you need, that you want. Fill this room with your breath. Move and breathe. Breath to movement. Land in downward facing dog. Breath in. Sigh it out. Exhale. Breath in together. Breath out, right foot high, bend your knee, bring the front of your pelvis towards your rib cage. Yeah, Aaron, now flip your dog silently. Go to wheel pose. Yeah, sometimes even just thinking about it helps you open up your heart one more inch. Yes, Emily, inhale. Yes, come back over, high plank, yeah, side plank, left hand high, and you didn't crash on your head. Hug your front ribs in, yeah, fire up your left leg, lift your left foot, yeah, hug in, expand out, high plank, nice Jackie. Low plank, up dog, down dog, lift your left foot high, press the mat away from you, silently flip your dog. Nice, wheel pose feels totally different to me on this side. So try it on. Just because one side isn't there doesn't mean the other one isn't. Squeeze in, hug in, come back over. Nice. Side plank. Flex your right foot. Go up. Lift up. Fill up your breath. Inhale. High plank. Exhale to low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog. It's in those little transitions when you don't rush it, you build so much strength. Inhale. Silently step your right foot forward, crescent warrior. Yeah, rise up. Fire up your left leg. Press your knee to the ceiling. Yeah. Prayer twist to the right. Hug your shoulder blades in and open your arms. Roll your right lung on top of your left. Crescent warrior, rise up. Warrior two. Press into the four corners of your feet. Bring your right foot 2 inches more forward. And yeah, stack your knee right over your ankle. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Yeah. Spread your fingers wide. Reach fingertip to fingertip. Sink into your right knee, extended side angle. Pull your shoulder blades away from your ears and roll your left lung on top of your right. Reach your left fingers to the front of the room. Mm-hmm. One more inhale. Stay deep in your right knee. High to low, vinyasa. Strong yogis in the house. Up dog. Downward facing dog, crescent warrior, left side. Press through the four corners of your feet. Bring your hands to your heart center and twist. Bring your left elbow to the ceiling. Press your heart to your hands. Open up. One more inhale. Rise up, crescent warrior. Warrior two. Press through the back edge of your right foot and pull your left heel towards your right foot. It doesn't move, it just activates your inner legs. Sink deeper and press your left knee towards your left pinky toe. Yeah, nice, Hannah. Lean your shoulder weight back. Yeah, inhale. Extended side angle. Bring your left hand to the inside of your left ankle. Yeah, create that strength through your side body to roll open even more. Find your breath, find your edge. One more inhale. Silently step your left foot back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in and breath out. Inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, hop, top of mat. Half lift, fold. Utkatasana, chair pose. Bring your front pelvis up towards your rib cage, tailbone towards the earth. Prayer twist to the right. Open your arms to fly. Side crows, you go. All of you are strong enough in this room to take side crow. It's in your head if you don't want to take it. Yeah, two more breaths. chair, pose, come back right into it. Nice yogis, forward fold. Split your feet hip distant, yogi toe lock. I really love placing a block between my thighs in this posture. It helps me squeeze and hug in to lift my sit bones higher. So yogi's choice. Shift into me. Squeeze your block. Release, chair pose. Go right into it, other side. Side crawl. Point your fingers towards the wall. Open your arms. Hug your elbows into each other. Yes, yogis. Stay with it. Set your gaze in front of you. Nice abs. Stay with it. Inhale. Chair pose. Fold forward. I was about to start a story. I won't hold you in chair right now. Split your feet. Come to stand on your hands, palms face up. Besides the inversion workshop I led, that was the first class I've ever been in that everyone tried and did side crow. Like, tried even. You guys are awesome. You guys are why I show up. Drop your head, sigh it out. Inhale. Crow pose. You go. Press your hands into the mat. Look a foot in front of you. Bring both feet off of the mat, your toes to touch. Big breath in. Big breath out. Stay for one more inhale. Lift your hips 1 inch higher. Shoot back, chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. One more inhale. Exhale. Inhale, look at your hands. Exhale, go there. Half lift. Fold. Eagle, right side. Set your drishti right away. Hug in. Stack your shoulders over your hips. Eagle left side. Keep your drishti where it is. Take out all of the in-between and go right in. Dancer, right side. Press into your right hand. Kick in. Reach 1 inch higher. Inhale. Switch sides. Press into me. Press into your right foot. Kick into your left hand. Reach 1 inch higher. Yes. Inhale. Feet to touch. Inhale. Reach high. Exhale. Fold. Five frog hops. Balancing on the other side. Okay, so plant your hands, spread your fingers wide. Most importantly, stack your shoulders over your wrists. Yeah, Kate, before you jump up. Nice, Emily. Yep. Now, try to land silently. Yeah, I know. It doesn't mean you have to. It just means you're gonna press the floor away from you even more. Yeah, Jackie. Thanks, Ellie. Okay, find a spot on the wall. Bring your mat with you. We're going to do some handstands. Yeah. Yeah, lots of room. Here, we can move over here. Or right here. Okay. So, you guys are all warmed up and you're all really strong. So, here is where you start. Start about a foot away from the wall. And it's the same as those frog hops. So your shoulders are stacked over your wrists. And then there's a couple ways you can go into it. You can start by lifting one foot, hug your belly in so my shoulders are super engaged here, and then kick up. Always an option to find the wall. From there, flex your feet, press away from you. Give it a try. And if you want to come away from the wall and you want to spot, want a spotter? Let me know. And then when you come down, try and land silently. That works too. Yeah, so come bring your hands back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Spread your fingers wide. Now shift forward. Now lift your right foot high. Yeah, flex your leg, fire up your leg, and shift forward. Yes. From there, just kick up. Work in just hopping. You don't have to get your feet. Yeah, like practice that and stay shifted. Yes. Yes. Do that both sides. Nice. Kick up even harder, Kate. Yeah. Take a rest when you need it. And then do two more. Yeah, so here, hug the pit of your belly in and up. Shift a little bit more forward. And then lift from your hips. Hit the wall. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Boom. Here, come face me. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. Take a little breather.
Yeah.
Nice show. So hug in, lift up. Flex your feet, press into my hand. Breathe. And then come down to pike at your hips. Nice.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah. You want a spot?
Sure.
Yeah. When you're complete, you can go back to where you were. Flex your feet. Yeah, do you see how your entire body just engaged? Just from that.
It's neat to see from here.
Yeah. And then pike at your hips, land silently. Yeah. Nice. Anyone else want a spot before we go back? Yeah. Good times to do this too are like sometimes I skip triangle pose and I work on inversions. Here, face me. Or at the end of class too, I can spot more people during shoulder stand. Whenever you're ready. Nice. Again. Yep. Flex your feet. Yep. Press into my hand. Yeah. Squeeze my fist. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Yeah. Flex your feet more. Flex. Yeah. Breathe. Okay, now pike from your hips. Land as silently as possible. Nice. Nice, Erin. Child's pose. Reconnect with your breath. Take inventory of your body, acknowledge yourself for going upside down, And now let it go. Big breath in. Big breath out. Downward facing dog. Breath in together. Breath out. Hop, top of mat. Yeah, half lift. Fold. Rise up, tree pose. Hug your shoulder blades into your spine. And grow, yogis. Believe in yourself. Open up your heart. One more inhale. Switch sides. Press through the four corners of your feet. Grow your branches. Find a baby back bend. Hug in, belly button to your spine. Drop your head back a little bit more. Yes. Breath in and out. Release. Mountain pose. Sweep up. Fold forward. Half lift. Vinyasa through, high to low. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Warrior two, right side. Trikonasana, open up to triangle pose. Bring your block to the outside of your right ankle. Now press your feet into the mat. So much so that your leg activates. Your right kneecap lifts to your right hip. Yes. Now bring your right hand to your heart. Other one. Bring your left rib cage to your left hip to lengthen through your right side body. Yes. Press through your feet. Come all the way up. Wide-legged forward fold. Nice work. Stay active in your legs. Option here to work on your inversion. Flag me over if you want to spotter. Drop your head. Two more breaths. Slowly rise up. Pyramid pose. Bring your feet hip distant. Yeah. So your left foot comes closer to the left edge of your mat, your right foot the right edge, and then fold forward. Press through the four corners of your feet. Find a halfway lift, long spine, twisting triangle. Hug your shoulder blades into your spine. Reach the crown of your head to the front of the room. Nice. Roll open. Lengthen through the crown of your head and open up even more. Chaturanga, high to low. Nice, Christy. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Warrior two, left side. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Stay really active in your legs right away. For me, that's where the magic happened. Press into your feet. They press into the mat. Fire up your legs. Left hand to your heart. Activates your core. Lengthen through your left side body by bringing your right rib cage to your right hip bones. Yeah, roll open and lean back just a little bit. Yes. Inhale, rise all the way up. Wide-legged forward fold. If you're working on headstand, tripod headstand, bring your fingers back to where you can see them. Then place your head on the earth. You can bend your knees to get there. Hug your elbows in towards each other. Lift one knee, nice, off of your elbow. Hug your elbows in towards each other. Takes me back. Press into my hand. Hug your ribs in. Yeah. Two more breaths. Pyramid pose. Try bringing your right foot like here. Yeah. Drop your head to the earth. Press your feet into the mat. Find a halfway lift. Hug your shoulder blades in. Open up, twisting triangle. Pull your right hip back. Yeah, pull away from me. Hug your front ribs in. One more inhale. Reach up, twist up. High plank. Lower all the way to your belly. Use your full exhale. Locust pose. Zip up your legs. Gaze at the top of your mat. Release. Cheek to the mat. Locust pose. Lift your thighs one more inch off the mat. Yes. Transition floor bow. Bend your knees. Grab your ankles. Press your heels. Your heels to the ceiling. Yes. Inhale. Release. Windshield wiper your feet back and forth. Up dog. Hug the pit of your belly in and up. Spread your fingers wide. Camel. Bring a block between your thighs. Bring your hands to your low back and just breathe here. Before you work into your fullest expression, just breathe. Your collarbones are already more open than they usually are. Now walk your gaze across the ceiling. Trust yourself. Take three big breaths. Drop your head. Two more full inhales. Open up. Slowly come back. Sit on your heels, palms face up. Roll your shoulder blades down your back. Your heart is open. Stay open. Breath in. Open mouth, sigh it out. Bridge pose. Before you press up into bridge, set up your foundation. So bring the front of your pelvis up to your rib cage. Your entire spine presses into the mat. Then lift up. Press your heels down. Lift your hips 1 inch higher. Breath in. Breath out. Lower all the way down. Wheel pose. 5 breaths. You go. One and only wheel pose. You go up. 4 more breaths. Hug your knees in towards each other. Yes. 3 more inhales. Yes. Press the mat away from you. 1 more full inhale. Fullest expression. Lower all the way to your mat. Supta Baddha Konasana. 1 hand on your heart, 1 hand on your belly. Bring your feet up to the ceiling. Flex your feet. Lower your right foot 2 inches off the mat. Interlace your hands behind your head and crunch up so that you lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Press your heel to the front of the room. Yes, switch your legs. Crunch up and lower and switch. Crunch up. Go for 30, 29, 27, 26. 25, flex your feet. 23, 22, 21, belly button into the mat. 18, 17, 16, 15, add the twist, opposite elbow, opposite knee. This right here makes your handstands easier. Stay with it. Keep breathing. 7, 6, 5. Lift your shoulder blades off the mat. 3, 2, 1. Bring your feet up to the ceiling. Rock and roll up and down your mat, high boat. Woo! Okay, one low boat. I can't really do it because my phone is on my back, but lower down and then bring your hands over your head. Shoulder blades stay off your mat. Hug in, flex your feet. Press through your legs. Yes, you're in handstand. All of your muscles are engaged. Really. Like, why is that so hard? I don't know, but it is. Breath in. Gravity. Science. Take your last vinyasa. Take your last chaturanga. Feel your strength. And set up for a half pigeon. Walk your arms out long in front of you. Stay with your breath. Big breath in and empty out. I can't tell you enough, yogis, how inspiring you all are. I mentioned to Hannah when she came in today, you know, it's Wednesday, it's end of the day. I was getting tired. And then all of a sudden, 5:15 rolls around. You start walking through this door, and my entire energy shifts. Because I'm so excited to practice yoga with you. Whether this is the second time I've had you in class this week, for the first time ever, the way you show up, like speaking to seriously every single one of you in here, is incredible. Thank you. Switch sides. Before I started teaching at this studio, I had a lot of anxiety in camel pose. My heart space was really tight. I hadn't found my voice quite yet, and that throat chakra, man, it's powerful. It's pretty obvious once you start tuning into it. If there's some blocks. And the way that you all show up on your mat encouraged me to keep showing up in my teaching, to keep showing up for you. So I encourage you to stay with it. Stay with the work when it's hard. Celebrate the wins. Maybe it's just an extra second longer in crow or in headstand. Celebrate it with us. Roll on to your left hip. Bring your right foot out long, left foot in. Single leg forward fold. I tried to hit all of the postures from the beginning of class. I didn't get to double pigeon. Either you're welcome or I'm sorry. Also, it's your practice, so you can add it whenever you want. Switch sides. Flex your toes towards your nose. Drop your head. Rise all the way up. Seated forward fold. Bring both legs out long. And fold forward. Drop your head. lower onto your back, legs up the wall. Can stay here, take shoulder stand. Shoulder stand to plow. Plow to ear pinning pose. And lower onto your back. Supine twist, tug your right knee in, your left leg long. And guide your knee across your chest. When you are complete on this side, switch sides. Supta Baddha Konasana, soles of your feet to touch. Shavasana. Take up space. Relax into your mat. Bring some lightness to your heart center. Some lightness between your ears. Let your thoughts drift away. Start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bring movement back to your body. Rock your head side to side. Take a full body stretch. Roll over to your right side. Come to an easy seat with your eyes closed. Hands to heart center. We'll close with three ohms together. Inhale. To your forehead. Namaste.
Namaste.
Happy Wednesday, yogis. Thanks for being here. Couple announcements. This Friday at 12 o'clock is a free class. We're taking photos for the studio to be on our website and social media, and we would absolutely love for you to be here and bring a friend. And I just say wear anything except all black, because it brightens up the pictures. So like not this. And then what else? Gloga on August 24th with Megan. Hip hop. And Glow 6, 8 p.m. Also bring a friend, why not? And then teacher training starts in September. All I know is every single one of you should absolutely consider it if you haven't already. Ask Evan or I questions. It's an incredible empowerment program, and we would love to have you be an even bigger part of the community. And other than that, questions, comments, feedback, let me know. And I teach Sundays at 5:30 and Mondays at 9:30 and noon. So I'll see you around. Thank you.
I love how hot it is. I know it's really hot.
Yeah, you like it? Good. We've actually realized that the panels up here have literally not shut off for 8 months, and that those panels back there weren't being affected by the sensor then. So now it should be more even. So all y'all who like the back door might be a little warmer back there. So glad you liked it. And it was a steamy one. Color on you so much. Did it work? Yeah, I think I did. I tried. I sure tried.